Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. It's Entrepreneurial Nirvana. And you know about all the archives, almost 2,000 archives, hundreds of articles. You can subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget to do that. I think you'll like it, and it comes every week by email on Sunday. And if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make, a question you'd like to ask or comment, even if it's a little bit constructively critical, I'll take those two. You can do that at askjim@jbsba.com. I'm excited about having one of my old friends back on the show. Ruth Cyrus is with us. Ruth is Director of Commercial Marketing at Office Depot, and she and I first met sometime last year, and she's a lot of fun to have on the show, and I think you're going to enjoy meeting her. Ruth Cyrus, welcome back.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here, and welcome to our corporate headquarters here at Office Depot.
Well, thank you. It's always fun to be back down here. You know, this is my second time to broadcast from here. And I like doing it because everybody's so friendly and nice, and it's good to be back in South Florida. Ruth, of course, we had a great time in Washington last year when we were at the SBA's 50th anniversary kickoff, and you were on the show and shared some great ideas with us. And then the last time we met, last time we saw each other, was about a month or so ago in Delray Beach. I'm sorry, in Boca Raton,
right.
At the Women's Success Conference.
Yes, that's
how,
right.
Give us sort of the final report on that. How did that turn out?
Well, it was fantastic. It was sold out. We had a long waiting list. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get everybody in, but
that's
fantastic.
That's bad news and good news, though.
Yes, it is. We were lucky enough to have Hillary Clinton speak.
She did a good job.
Oh, yes, she was fantastic. All of the speeches, by the way, were webcast live, and they're still available on our website.
They're archived there. Uh-huh.
Yes, they're archived.
But you had Katie Couric. You had
yes.
You had Mary Madeline.
Alexis
Herman. Yeah,
former Secretary of Labor.
A lot of great ladies there, and they all did
yes.
a great job. I heard most of them speak, and I heard about the others, and they really were. I think they really did deliver a great message to the ladies there.
Yes, it was very inspirational. The theme was very much about empowering business owners to grow their businesses and really help the economy by doing that, because small business is the engine that keeps our economy going.
It was about 1,000 women.
Yes,
and
that's
me.
Right. Yes. you were an honorary attendee.
I made it politically correct, Ruth. If I hadn't been there, I don't think I told you, Ruth, but I actually had a lady. I was in line to get a drink, and a soft drink, of course, and I was in line, and this is a true story. A lady standing in front of me, she turned around, and she looked at me. She didn't say it in a hateful way or anything. She just said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Listen, without me, you couldn't have this."
Well, we were happy to have you there, but it was a wonderful event. I think everyone walked away feeling energized, and that's really what we wanted.
I heard a lot of great comments all week long. I was there for broadcasting for 2 days, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing, because anytime we can lift up small business owners, whether they're women or men or whatever they're doing, and they're trying to make their own way in the world, anytime we can help those folks, we're doing a good job, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Small businesses are so important to Office Depot. It's our largest segment here, and everything that we do is really geared to small business.
Right.
So it's important for us to support all segments of small business.
What are some of the other things that you're working on, Ruth? You have a lot of important jobs. What would you say would be one of the most important things that you're working on right now?
Well, we are involved in a lot of different activities. We're always looking at trying to better understand what our needs of small businesses are. So I'm involved with a lot of survey work, which we would recommend to small businesses as well.
You think that we ought to be doing more survey? We should be testing our markets more?
Absolutely. I think sometimes small business owners don't formally speak with their customers and understand the needs of their customers, and it's very important to do that, because that really is what should drive the entire business plan.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think that's important to know. And I agree with you. I think small business owners do a little too much shooting from the hip. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that we ought to remember something that I talk about a lot on this show, Ruth, and that is WIFM. What's in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing our customers care about, isn't it?
That's absolutely right.
They might like us. We may see them in church or on the mm-hmm. ball field or whatever we may see them. But the truth is, when it comes down to laying their cash on the barrelhead and to getting a product in return or a service, all they care about is what's in it for them. And if we don't test our marketplace, if we don't poll our customers and ask them what it is that they want to be in it for them, then we're really kind of running the business for ourselves and not for our customers.
Well, that's absolutely right, and we try to do a good job of that here at Office Depot. One of the tips that we use, which I'd like to pass along, if I may,
okay,
is the fact that not only do we ask customers what they want, but we also ask them what their priorities are, because a lot of times customers will give us a lot of different things,
mm-hmm.
but to really have that great marketing plan, you need to know what the priority is, so that we can make sure we're working on those things first.
How are you doing that? How are you asking them those questions?
Well, we have focus groups with small businesses where
mm-hmm.
we invite them to come in, usually in groups of 12 to 15, and we have discussions with them around a table to get their feedback on specific issues, and it's generally handled with a moderator that is expert at running focus groups. So that's one of the things we do.
And you say 12 to 15. See, that's the kind of thing, believe it or not, folks, that's the kind of thing any small business owners could do. Any small
yes.
business could do. I mean, that's not like, you know, holding a, the average small business wouldn't hold a women's conference and invite 1,000 women.
That's
to
correct.
Well, we could do these focus groups, couldn't we?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things we recommend to small business owners, a lot of times they don't have a board of directors
right.
because they may be a sole proprietorship or they're so small that they don't think that that's required. But you can have an unofficial board of directors in the sense of a group of people that are really there to help you look at your business in a very neutral way. Sometimes when you're too close to the business, you let emotion become your driving force when somebody else that's outside can help you make good decisions without that emotional aspect to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, golden small business wisdom from the voice and the mind of Ruth Cyrus, Director of Commercial Marketing at Office Depot. It's always, you know, Ruth, I hadn't forgotten about why I wanted you to be back on the show. I knew you'd have some good stuff for us. And she's got more to come, folks. She's going to talk to us some more right after these messages. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. Back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having more fun than the law allows, visiting with some old friends of mine and talking about things that are important to small businesses. It just doesn't get any better than this for me, and especially when I'm in front of a good friend of mine like Ruth Cyrus. Ruth is Director of Commercial Marketing at Office Depot. It's good to see your smiling face, Ruth. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Ruth, one of the things that I know you work on is the diversity element of marketing and dealing with working with all the different components, the different profiles of small business owners, different types of small business owners. Talk to us a little bit about that, please.
Yes, I'd like to do that. First, I'd like to say that it's very important for any business, whether it's a small business or a large company like Office Depot, to segment its customers. We certainly value small business, but within the small business category, we have lots of different types of small businesses that have different needs and perhaps different areas that they're interested in. We talked about the women's business
mm-hmm.
owners as one potential segment.
Right.
The multicultural market is another segment where we try to speak to the unique needs that may exist in the various communities there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly at Office Depot, we have a very diverse workforce, so that helps us understand the diversity that's in the marketplace, But we also get out and talk to customers and work with partners in the marketplace, associations and organizations as well, to make sure that we're up to date on the various needs that take place in the various segments, including the multicultural markets.
You know, Ruth, speaking of multicultural, as we all know, the fastest growing segment of the population are Hispanics.
Yes, that's correct.
And more you're seeing small businesses focusing an element of their marketing effort and the way they present their products in their stores in a way that is friendlier, let's say,
yes,
to Hispanics. That's an important thing. And they're doing that maybe without having things printed in Spanish, but maybe they're not. But the point is that they're recognizing that that's a growing segment of their market opportunity, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a tremendous segment for Office Depot, growing very rapidly, and it's a good opportunity for small businesses, one that shouldn't be overlooked. And again, having that diversity in the workplace, whether you're a large or a small company, can help you better understand that market and make sure that you're not losing out on the opportunities that may exist there.
Ruth, the third week in May is Small Business Week.
Yes.
And, of course, you know me, anytime we can recognize a week as a whole Small Business Week, I think that's great. But what I'm excited about Office Depot for, you guys weren't happy with the week. You actually said, we got to have a month for this.
Yes. We've designated the entire month of May as Small Business Month here at Office Depot, and we're going to be announcing on April 25th a series of events and promotions and contests. I wish I could announce it on the show exactly what those things are, but we're going to wait until the 25th,
Ruth,
to find out.
Just give us one little. Can you just give us a little hint? Is it going to involve our fingernails? Are we going to use our fingernails?
Maybe
a nickel or something like that. Maybe
it
just
might.
Just a little bit of. Folks, she's holding me off here. I can't. That's all I'm going to get out of her. But
all I'll say is it'll be very exciting. You can get more information at our stores or online at officedepot.com. But it's going to be very exciting, and there are going to be great prizes and great fun contests as well to celebrate Small Business Month.
Pretty sure that you're going to be maybe use a fingernail, but you're not going to have to sniff anything. I think that's probably off the table. Okay. Well, I got an idea for you. Now, you guys have taken Small Business Week and made it a Small Business Month. So here's my idea. See what you think about this. And I want you to bring this up in your next meeting, Ruth.
Okay.
How about Small Business Year?
Well, you know what? Every day at Office Depot is Small Business Day, so it is our largest segment, and we do appreciate all of the business we get from small businesses.
Well, Ruth, you know what I say. You know, like I do, that small business owners create over half of the $10 trillion U.S. economy, and they employ over half. They sign the fronts of over half of all the paychecks in America. So, and as we all know, America's economy is critical to the world economy. So you know what that means, Ruth? That means whatever's good for small business is good for the world.
Absolutely. We agree.
Yeah, I, that's what I like about you, Ruth. You're so agreeable. Okay, Ruth, we got about a minute. What are some last-minute thoughts that you'd like? Any last-minute tip that you might want to point out for us?
Well, again, I would just say to all of the small businesses out there that once you get all of the great information in terms of what your customers want or need, make sure you put it into the form of a plan. A lot of times people think about plans, but they don't actually write it down and review it formally. Again, that unofficial board of directors can help you do that to make sure that you've included the right types of things in the plan. But make it a formal process. It may end up only being 4 or 5 pages.
Maybe
but
just
least,
handwritten.
Could be handwritten.
It needs
exactly.
to be on paper looking back at you, doesn't it?
Exactly. And make sure that you've got some good advisors that can look at that and help you review it to make sure that you're on target.
Two heads are better than one.
Absolutely.
And 3 or 4 is even better than that, right?
Absolutely.
Ruth Cyrus, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth, as always, it's a lot of fun. Thank you for being here. Thanks for classing up my show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Ruth Cyrus, ladies and gentlemen, the Director of Commercial Marketing at Office Depot. She won't get away. We'll make sure she gets back again real soon. It's 29 after. I'm going to be right back with Jorian Clark. She's going to help us make sure our websites are ready for prime time. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. We'll be right back.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.